Helen Keller, born on June 27, 1880, in Tuscumbia, Alabama, became a beacon of hope and inspiration to millions worldwide. Her life story is a testament to the extraordinary power of perseverance and the profound impact of education. Stricken by a devastating illness at just 19 months old, she was rendered both blind and deaf, plunging her into a world devoid of light and sound. Yet, against all odds, she overcame these monumental challenges to become a celebrated author, activist, and educator. Helen's early years were fraught with struggle. Unable to see, hear, or speak, she lived in a state of deep frustration and isolation. Her inability to communicate led to frequent tantrums and a desperate sense of confinement. Her parents, Captain Arthur Keller and Kate Adams Keller, adored their daughter, but were heartbroken and helpless, unable to bridge the chasm that separated her from the world. In 1887, when Helen was just 6 years old, the Kellers sought help. This decision marked the arrival of Anne Sullivan, a 20-year-old teacher who was herself visually impaired, known later as the miracle worker, and brought with her an unparalleled determination and an unshakable belief in Helen's potential. Anne Sullivan's innovative teaching techniques were revolutionary for their time. She began by using tactile methods, spelling words into Helen's hand to help her associate objects with language. The breakthrough moment came at the water pump. On a warm spring day in April 1887, as water flowed over Helen's hand and spelled the word water into her palm, suddenly, the connection sparked in Helen's mind. She realized that everything had a name and that language could unlock the mysteries of the world. This single moment opened the floodgates of Helen's learning. Over the next few weeks, she learned dozens of new words, each one a revelation. With Anne's steadfast guidance, Helen began to express herself, unlocking her vibrant intellect. Once equipped with the tools of communication, Helen's thirst for knowledge knew no bounds. She quickly mastered reading and writing in Braille, as well as tactile sign language. Her insatiable curiosity and determination led her to Radcliffe College. At Radcliffe College, the women's counterpart to Harvard University, she became the first deafblind person to earn a Bachelor of Arts degree in 1904. Her academic achievements were remarkable, considering the barriers she had to overcome. During her college years, Helen wrote her autobiography, The Story of My Life, which was published in 1903. The book detailed her struggles and triumphs, captivating readers worldwide and earning her international fame. Her eloquent writing and unflinching honesty shed light on the challenges faced by individuals with disabilities, inspiring countless others to pursue their dreams despite obstacles. Helen Keller's achievements extended far beyond her personal successes. She dedicated her life to advocating for the rights and dignity of people with disabilities. She worked tirelessly to raise awareness and promote social reform, championing causes like education for the blind and deaf, women's suffrage, and labor rights. A staunch pacifist, she used her platform to speak out against war and injustice, often traveling across the globe to share her message of hope and resilience. Helen's advocacy work brought her into contact with world leaders, intellectuals, and activists. Her influence was vast, and her efforts earned her numerous accolades, including the Presidential Medal of Freedom, one of the United States' highest civilian honors. Helen Keller's life is a shining example of how the human spirit can triumph over challenges. Her partnership with Anne Sullivan underscores the transformative power of education, love, and perseverance. Together, they shattered societal expectations and redefined what was possible for people with disabilities.